Messages, press 1.
McLaughlin puts it in! 5-4!
Saturday! Ryan Maloney was absent on Saturday! Because he's sleeping like a little bitch on Saturday!
You're not there, are you? I have the hiccups.
Answer your phone right now! Answer your phone if Syracuse Crunch beat the Marlies. Didn't think so. Ryan, that is the most obnoxious, long message ever. And that is exactly why you're going nowhere in show business. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Nobody wants to listen to that shit. Especially not on Saturday. It's tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Your girlfriend is gonna snap. Especially when she finds out that your penis is not real.
Oh, love of mine, you sure look fine. I would like if you could meet me at PNC. Oh, pretty please.
I just got a message from my mom saying there's pictures of me with men and dressed up as Batman and in bed. And just like, what the f***? Fireside chat. Not about that. Quit putting my pictures up, me shirts off. I have enough trouble with that as it is. I hope this transcribes as well, because your phone's a joke. You don't pay your bill. You use the WNYO PIN code to call long distance. We beat St. Norbert tonight, and I hit a lot of posts. Thinking about becoming right-handed. Just the same way that Paul Beckwith should probably switch hands catching.
Morning. Love you.
Voice of the Lakers. What is up? High five.
I forgot that part earlier.
Hey, Ryan. It's Mom. Happy New Year. I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
I am actually intoxicated in the car with you right now. And I see in the back here, you have a full subscription to Tanning Bed in Oswego. Earlier today, I had gotten a penalty for laying on my stomach and lifting a stick with one hand on my stick. Yes, I am explosive. I can clean 225 pounds explosively. I said to the ref, how in the fuck could I lift a guy's stick laying on my stomach with one hand and get a penalty naked?
McLaughlin with a diving poke check came free with the puck, and the official's arm goes up. And he is livid right now. And you can hear him in the crowd, Mike. There. That's... McLaughlin is still running his mouth, as you can hear the bench trying to get him to quiet down.
And I said, you are a joke. I looked him square in the eye. I pretty much told his mother that he's gay. I had an amazing time in there. I thought about a lot of things. Thought about
Ryan Maloney. I'm in a sweet go. Come to my house, please. We can watch TV.
Oh, Ryan Maloney's voicemail. I love it. If you don't call me back, I'm going to take a shit in your WNYO mailbox. Me, shit, your mailbox.
No, you see, voicemail, Ryan Maloney, is unacceptable. You need down your throat. Perhaps you're just being a giant piece of shit. Then again, I know you are a giant piece of shit, Ryan Maloney. Go get your steak tan. I don't give a shit. Sorry. You're still a piece of shit, Ryan Maloney. You're still a piece of shit.
Listen, if Solomon moves his hand any more during Laker Lowdown, I'm going to chop it off. And if he says fast forward or any of these ridiculous comments on Laker Lowdown, I might smash his glasses and tell him... I just froze there. This is going to be good.
Torrey Wilson drops it for Satum, shoots, saved by Tim Potter as he closes the door.
Voice of the Lakers, what is up? Clarkson only has two goalies, so if they were to transfer, they'd also have to get Tyler Laws back in return. So I don't think anybody from Clarkson is going to the Lake Show.
Hey, Maloney, f***ing Potter and Halsey, it's 8:45, we're looking for you, and you're really bitching out. Call me. Maloney, f***ing wake up, buddy, it's f***ing 5:47 right now, me and f***ing Halsey are having beers. You better be a f***ing green tomorrow, buddy, or else you're f***ing dead.
Take away Joe Hall on a break, shoots, and he scores! Joe Hall with the takeaway and the breakaway. It's 4-0.
Hey, Posh. It's me, Sully.
And Sully.
I'm just hanging out with the boys. I showed them my wiener for 2 minutes. I came out from the island. I was hoping I was going to see you, but I didn't get to see you tonight. I'm very upset. But anyways,
we love you, Posh.
It was a tough loss by the Islanders tonight. They'll come back, and they're going to win the next game, and then they're going to make the playoffs for the next 14 games.
We love you, Posh.
Potter and Halsey, they say, we love you, Posh, because you're the boss. All right? I'll talk to you later.
We love you,
Bodo. Hey, we love you. See ya, Frodo.
Hey, boss, Sully here. I have some real bad news for you, boss. Well, it's simple. I was trying to give Mark McGuire the sweet chin music and a throw my arm. Do not be mad at me. I was at ESPN Zone. Heidi was there. I wanted to impress him. Anyways, don't be mad.
Hey, you better get here, you you better hurry up, too. Call me, bye.
Maloney, where are you?
Sully, get after you.
Hey, are you f***ing shitting me? You're not going to have any friends in like a week. No one's going to call you anymore. Because all you do is you say you're going out. And then you just ignore our phone calls, Ryan. All we're trying to do is save your life, buddy. That's all we're trying to do is save your life. Hey, trying to help a need when a friend's needing. Or whatever. All right, see you, man.
So, family's on a tour. Do you guys have club diving? And I said, no, but we have club gymnastics on my face. Now, that didn't really happen, but it would have been hilarious if it did.
Hey, right, Steve. It's 11:30. I don't know if you're in class or if you're not even up here. You're not even up yet or what have you, but... Dude, it's David. Quarter after six on Wednesday. I know you just saw me like 10 seconds ago, but anyway, since I didn't get a chance to talk to you because you were on the phone, probably with Bonnie or whoever the hell you're talking to, but anyway, just wondering about that.
Amen, Quarter, where you pray to survive the Masters.
You know what's embarrassing, Ryan Maloney, is that you probably pick up Stephen Petty's phone calls before you pick up mine. I'm going to let you ponder that yourself.
Hey, right, David. 10:30 on Friday night. I don't know if you're probably going to check online and see how your crunch did in Rochester tonight, but I'll just tell you now, the Mercs won 2-0, and because of the loss, your crunch are not going playoff hunting this season. So, yeah, Mercs won, so the crunch are out, so that's what you get for the Rangers winning in Buffalo out of the playoffs. Haha, just kidding. So, anyway, yeah, that's all I wanted to know. I guess I will talk to you later. See ya.
I am fucking livid with you right now, bud. Fucking livid. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Hey, boss. Just wanted to say, I'm going to Queens. I'd really like it if my boss came. But give me a call back, all right? I'll see you later. Come Blackhawks.
Maloney, I hate you. Why don't you answer your phone when I call?
Hey, Ryan. This is Tom Wright. So you know, I'm partying with Ryan Ellis and Peter Magana.
Yeah, I was looking for his beer, bud.
Ryan Ellis is pissed right now. And I'm not going to lie, Peter Magana probably wants to f*** you right now, too.
Oh, that was a gorgeous hit by Mags.